Welcome back, stoners, to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and I'm very excited about this episode. We have two really amazing, funny guests who have never done the show before, although one of them has done the live show as the Blaze Bit, did stand-up, was hilarious. She crushed it, and she's come back to get high now and crush it again. Very excited. If you're not familiar with the show, I should let you know what it is. This is the show where we get comedians high on marijuana and have them do comedic challenges to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier.
Yeah. Prove it.
Prove it. We not only do we do this as a podcast, new episodes every single Tuesday, we also do a live show at the Upright Citizens Brigade the first Saturday of the month. And you should come check that out. It's midnight. It's $7. It's a blast. Everybody smokes in the theater. We get the theater all hotboxed up.
It's a good time.
It's
live
super
music,
fun. Live music,
weird performances.
Yeah.
Stuff we can't do on the podcast.
Absolutely.
We save it for the live show.
So check that out. I believe the next one is December 7th. That'll be fun. Is that Pearl Harbor Day? Or something?
Yeah, it is. Yep. It's the day after my birthday.
Yeah.
Hey,
we'll celebrate Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah, we'll do something. We'll do something tasteful
for Pearl Harbor.
So hopefully we'll see you there. Yeah, check that out. You can check it out on imtoeffinghigh.com. All info about shows and stuff is on there. But let's get. Oh wait, I have to introduce my co-host here. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know, normal co-host is DJ Blue Dream, but unfortunately he's not here. He's in his hometown of Mumbai teaching workshops to young and upcoming
elephant painter.
Elephant painter.
Yeah, you know how, like, the elephants paint with their trunks?
Yeah.
It's like they
That's right.
Beautiful canvases, like landscapes and yeah, Drew is so talented.
Yeah, he's very talented
DJ
guy.
DJ Blue Dream.
Yeah. So in his stead, we've got DJ Narc Lifeguard.
Narc Lifeguard. I hit the wrong music cue, so we just had to roll with that one.
Perfect.
This
is perfect. This is great.
This could be a sloppy one, folks.
He's interning here. Yeah. DJ intern.
DJ intern. James brought a big glass blunt tonight.
Yeah.
And it was good.
It's delicious.
It's gonna be
delicious.
This is gonna be a messy one.
Yeah. How high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like probably an 8.5.
Woo.
8.5.
Woo.
Yeah.
That's good.
What was that?
That's
what
really
were
good.
We smoking?
What was that? I just got it. Oh, it's called, I love this name, Mimosa.
Ooh.
Mimosa. Bottomless.
Yeah. it's like a little champagne to it. I also really love citrusy strains of weed, like tangy.
Tangy's
like,
great. I like I have a vape here that's tangy.
Yeah.
Sour great. Tangy. Yeah. It's good.
Great.
Very good. Well, let's meet our guest, shall we?
Yeah.
DJ Narc Lifeguard.
Yeah, let's do it.
She's done, she did the live show before. She did the Blaze Bit. She also does here in LA a comedy show called Funnilingus. And she's also a writer for
Robot Chicken
as well. Yeah.
Nice.
Please welcome Ellery Smith.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome. Until I got high. Oh, there's your song. I was gonna get
up and find the broom. This makes me want to listen to Colt 45.
That makes you what?
Want to listen to Colt 45.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ellery, we always welcome to the show, first of all. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And a question we always ask every guest is, what is your current relationship to cannabis?
I was like a daily smoker basically all day long in a really probably unhealthy way. So I've been taking a break since like October 7th, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the exception of Halloween.
Smoke weed almost every day.
Yeah, it was every day all day long because I work from home. So I'm trying to get my tolerance back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is nice because I feel pretty stoned now.
Do you?
Yeah, which is awesome because I feel like I was smoking so much weed I almost didn't get stoned. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a pretty high tolerance myself. Where are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm a very comfortable 6, maybe like a 6.5. I'm like in a good spot.
Great. Nice.
I do feel like 8 might be too high. It'd be too high for me. I'd have like a panic attack.
Okay, good.
I feel like
but it's okay for me.
It's fine for you. If you can handle it, go for it.
I feel like every time we do the live show, we always get these like people always bring these special like Keith blunts and that sort of stuff. And I always walk on stage just at almost a 9, just so fucking high.
That last show, live show, What We Smoke, was crazy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was very, very high.
Great, but
so you're on a
hiatus. Ooh. Hiatus.
I like that. And so how? So I'm sure you've had like a moment to, because I like that this is where you're at with it, like. Because we have a lot of different levels of like cannabis users on the show. Some people super stoners, some people never smoke. So I like the idea of somebody who like uses a lot, is in a break. Hindsight, thinking back on it, has it adjusted your relationship at all? Or are you like, oh, I miss it a lot? Or you?
I actually don't miss it as much as I thought I would have. Like the first week, I was like, oh, I really want to smoke weed, but then the habit sort of broke, which was nice. It felt like. I was just doing it because I had access to it and was like a creature of habit, but it's nice to know that like at any point I can just stop and do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it really sort of like underlined that I think I have a healthy relationship with weed.
Nice.
Which was nice to learn.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, welcome. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
For sure. For sure. And also here for the very first time, very excited to have him. He's the host of The Daily Zeitgeist, which is a really great podcast. If you've never heard it, give it a listen. It's takes sort of like a comedic angle on the daily news, and it's honestly really, really informative, probably more so than the news in a lot of ways. Please welcome Miles Gray.
Hi. Oh, I love this fucking...
There's a vibe. There's a vibe. That's nice. welcome, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
connected with the music.
I saw this song live, and I got emotional, and it was embarrassing. It was just like the old dude.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Cody.
Yeah.
Hello.
That video directed by Shia LaBeouf.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So for our listeners, we've been talking about Shia LaBeouf for about a half hour before we started.
Yeah, a lot of power.
Honey Boy came out this weekend.
Yeah,
to time dated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like Shia is like a theme for us tonight.
Mm-hmm. He's back.
He's
in the zeitgeist.
I can't get him out of my life.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go home and watch Holes later, maybe.
Oh, I love it.
That's a good movie.
Holes is a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's a fun ride.
It's pretty good. Yeah,
it holds up.
So Miles, what is your current relationship to cannabis?
I'm a daily smoker.
There it is.
Pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Since forever.
Yeah.
But also, it's weird. I am also a creature of habit where I'll go on breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize too, when I don't, like, it doesn't really change anything, maybe except like my eating patterns, then I feel better.
Yeah.
Because when I go on vacation, like when I go to Japan and stuff, I grew up going to Japan
lot.
And over there, the shit is so fucking illegal. You couldn't eat. I couldn't even fuck around and try and smoke weed. Because they'll just put you in jail. Like it's not like, come on now, type of legal system there. But yeah, so when I was there, like I would be smoking, you know, like a 17-year-old stoner and then be gone for like 2 months and just not be smoking and be fine.
But that's crazy.
I love weed.
So is it, and maybe you do, maybe you don't know this, is it like a really anti-drug type of culture? Because I feel like I always hear about Japan being a pretty big drinking culture, right?
Yeah. Like terrible, like binge drinking.
Right.
Like poison yourself, like style drinking.
Hardcore businessman. And
yeah, like my cousin's husband, he went to work for like one of the huge Japanese companies. In his first 2 months, of working there, he got alcohol poisoning 3 times.
Oh my goodness.
Jesus Christ.
Like, wow. like go to the hospital, alcohol poisoning.
I mean, Japan sounds like a place that needs weed. Like,
yeah,
they
yeah.
need weed.
But that yeah. just like, it continues to point to like how like alcohol just like has its fucking hands on this world.
Oh,
like,
you know, yeah. that's something I think about a lot is like, yeah. so I'm also not drinking anymore, and that's probably going to be a permanent thing for me, but it's just like alcohol is so, it's just treated so differently.
Totally.
It's amazing mm-hmm. what it got away with. That's like a big oh, yeah. con. Yeah.
Like, I know,
like the con
I know.
Of like yeah. how alcohol is like safer than weed is
and tobacco,
such a con.
Tobacco almost got away with it. Do you know what I mean? And they're sort of coming
yeah.
back,
yeah.
but like.
Yeah. Well, you can also tell because people use it as an excuse. Like, I was racist because of alcohol. Like, I was right. a sexual predator because of alcohol.
Right.
And people yeah. are like, yeah, well, alcohol. Like, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, we still have, there's like this myth about it where we're just like, yeah, it's powerful and it does things and we'll leave it there.
That's true. And you can't really use that with weed. You can't be like, I was racist because of weed.
Yeah. You're like, what? No.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, what?
That is, weed has never made somebody more racist.
No,
yeah, just
that
not.
Makes no sense. That makes yeah. no sense. How high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like maybe, yeah, like 6.5, like Ellery, 6.5.
Great.
Seven. I gotta Great. Get, it's weird. My tolerance is really high. So, yeah. like, I gotta fucking, like, go there if yeah. I wanna get, like, a 9 is probably, like, gigantic dabs or something.
Yeah.
Which dabs. I don't like.
I know. That's a once every so often sort of thing for
it's
me.
Like, it's a I mean, I have, like, that little Harbor Day. Puffco yeah, yeah. peak thing, so I'll do, like, little mini. Mini yeah, you know, mini dabs.
Mini dabs are nice,
but yeah, like not that. Like the shit my like younger cousins do.
Damn,
just freak, like just ugh.
Yeah,
like Instagram lot, video man. Type shit.
I do like the older you get, the more you can sort of control your high. You can like aim yeah. for what you want, and yeah, that, yeah. that's the nice oh, thing yeah. about being like a pretty regular smoker is you know exactly sort of how.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. yeah, absolutely. You know, like which different like if smoking a vape or smoking
exactly.
flower,
you can like anticipate how high you're going to be, yep. which is pretty nice.
It is. It's practice. You take. Oh, it's practice.
God, what a beautiful thing.
It is. It is. Well, thanks for being here, Miles.
Thank you so much for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah, man. So before we get to the comedic challenges, we're going to check in here with our first segment. This segment is called Weed News.
Weed News.
Woo! Oh, man, it's so endearing how clumsy you are with the fucking thing. I love it.
Oh, God.
I love it. So Weed News is where we talk about news, weed in the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we like it's a comedy show, but I think it's good to also educate when you can. And so actually I want to talk about we were talking about vaping here and
that's very dangerous.
Very
and
dangerous.
All your kids should watch out.
I know, mm-hmm. I know. Except for maybe not.
What?
Exactly. The CDC, it's come out. They know exactly what it is now. It's what we, you know, kind of knew what it was. If everybody...
Wasn't it the vitamin E oil?
It is, yeah. And it feels like, you know, the media just fucking did what the media loves to do.
Panic,
just,
baby.
Jesus Christ. I think my favorite thing that I read about it was like... when the media was like going crazy about how many people have died, which is awful. It's a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the same amount of people have died this year from energy drinks.
Right.
And it's like, okay.
Wait, what do you mean? Like energy drink induced heart attacks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like drinking too many energy drinks.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I want to hear about those fucking stories because those people are lit or
oh,
work man. In an Amazon warehouse.
Oh, that's. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
like so dark. Oh, no. Okay. Let's
Amazon
just...
left this year. Yep. Amazon left the body of a dead worker on the floor for like 20 minutes before anybody came to deal with it.
Probably because it's just probably happens all the time. And is they're probably used to seeing people passed
there
out.
Was
or
a,
people
there was
like,
a daily
flea bag, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, flea bag. Dude, in Whole Foods.
Hey, you know. What
Flea
the fuck
bag,
are we gonna do, man?
Exactly.
You know
what
I mean? I was thinking,
I can't
it's
be perfect, God. I can't be perfect.
Flea bag and Whole
I haven't
Foods.
Seen
Come
it,
on.
But I've heard good things about the Patriot. I don't know.
I was thinking Same today too. That Bezos, like, the reason he got that personal trainer and got all jacked is he's like, eventually they're gonna all turn
oh,
on me. Like,
yeah.
He's like, he's like, I better be ready for the apocalypse I'm causing. Yeah. So he's like,
he's got
so
a he's Mad just, Max.
He's getting in shape. There he's probably got a robot army.
He's
just
learning
waiting.
How to use a crossbow. He's yeah. like, he knows he's causing the downfall.
But I'm sure if you like smacked him like right on his ear, like palm to ear, he would probably just like crumple
Do you
up.
Remember his
like,
sex?
Me too. I don't me think too. He's ready.
His sex?
Oh, they were like very
I love you human
written.
Girl or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. There's a Daily episode about like a group of women who have all had miscarriages while working at Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Because yeah. they're on their feet for so long.
Mm-hmm. They're walking overworked. So many miles. Yeah. It's not a good company.
Yeah.
It's actively pretty evil, I'll say it.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Brave. Absolutely.
Brave. But when you need an overnight shipping, where are you going to go? So
where are you
brave.
Gonna go?
Also brave.
It's like the only, yeah. It's like our phones, right? It's like you're going to have an iPhone or you're going to have a Samsung and both probably are terrible.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. It's the choice you make, I guess.
I know.
But we're talking about vapes, you know, really.
That is what we're talking about.
Villainize
yeah.
our phones. I want to focus on this devil weed.
Yeah. So,
did you guys get any like emails from people who are like, please don't
yes,
smoke?
My mom.
Yo.
Oh.
My yeah, mom texted yes. me like every day. She was like, please don't vape weed. And I was like, all right, because 85% of the cases or whatever were from like THC pens, but right. I think they were off market.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, fine, whatever. I just will stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I got a text from. I won't say whose parent, someone very close to me, but the parent I've smoked weed with. So it was like, okay. it was like this half, hey bro type text, but half also like
that's really
aunt AOL
that somebody...
chain letter though,
yeah.
that, which was like, hey,
that is sweet.
I know
that's
you vape, just want to let you know about the rash of like injuries that were like we used with this. Just for your own health, please stop vaping. Also, there are other ways to consume cannabis, not just vaping. Please let me know. Here's a link. And I was like, okay.
That's very nice.
And
that's
I had
really
to,
sweet
yeah.
that he cared that much.
And called and followed up and was like, are you vaping?
Oh, stop.
And I'm like, no.
My dad used to print out those emails that were like, don't flash your headlights at other cars.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
gang
literally
members.
Those. Yeah, like yeah. this mm-hmm. like chain email, just bullshit.
So someone funny. Sat on a movie theater chair and was pricked by a needle
yep.
and it said welcome to the world of AIDS.
I remember that. I remember that.
That was another one.
Yep, I remember that.
So always check your seat at a movie
one.
Theater.
Oh, I remember dude, check I remember your being seat. In like 8th grade and like checking the seat
yeah.
with my shoe.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
That was going around like when I was in 8th grade. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Another person died from drink like not wiping the top of a 12 ounce can of soda. Because there was like rat shit
oh,
from a
there
warehouse.
Was like rat poison on it?
Yeah,
yeah
and then
yeah,
the person.
Yeah.
So always wash off the well, top of it.
I heard,
so
like,
that was the internet before the internet.
And candy.
yeah.
Urban legends were the internet before the internet. It was
yeah.
Just,
yeah, that's so true.
Trolls sharing yeah. Stories to each other.
Yeah, yeah, the original 4chan were like chain emails.
yeah.
Well, we did find out, though, where this all came from. So this company called Honeycut is responsible for starting this like vitamin E oil thing that killed people. And I think it's so funny because so this isn't a pro cannabis like news site. And the way that they drag him is so funny to me. So several times I just want to say they point out they call him a former television actor and casting associate named Joshua Matthias Temple. And then they said, Temple never found fame on stage or screen. Then they said, Temple is not to be confused with another better known actor and TV host with the same name,
oh, wow.
Josh Temple. And then they said, Josh Temple, the actor, didn't hit it big in Hollywood, but as the inventor of Honeycut, like this
wow.
is how they started every
wow.
paragraph.
The shade,
just,
I love it.
I know.
I wonder what he did.
Well,
or what his rep is, where they're like, fuck.
It
must.
I mean, I guess at this point.
Maybe because it's like putting such terrible scrutiny on the
yeah.
industry like that.
I think he's
well,
in a
saying,
lot of
like,
trouble.
Like he didn't know what he was doing, and that's like why he fucked up.
Of course.
I think.
Of course. I'm sure. But the point of it being. We're fine. We're
yeah.
all fine. It's good. It's all good. It's still, you know, inhaling anything is not going to be great unless it's air. Air's good.
Well,
but
not in this
even
city.
That, I
well,
was going to
yeah,
say.
Bear,
I was just
bear.
About to say.
Remember last week when
yeah.
it looked like.
Dude, there's a fire going
so
on today
you go.
In Burbank.
There you
oh,
go.
Oh, great.
We're
so,
all going to get cancer.
There you go.
I love it.
So
I love it.
Except for Bezos, he'll be walking around
oh,
in
yeah,
his
yeah,
like
yeah.
flame retardant skin
yeah.
that he's developed.
He probably gets clean air piped into his like office,
yeah.
honestly,
or his, like, lungs
from like the Rockies.
Out.
Yeah,
dude, he's ready. He's jacked for the apocalypse.
Cool, guys. Let's have a little fun here, shall we?
Okay.
Let's jump to this first segment. Are you ready, DJ?
Yeah, buddy.
This segment is called The Hypothetical Situation.
Mm. Mm.
Can you turn it up?
Hey, there we go.
I'm having just trouble playing with the volume here. So I'm just going to land it in the middle so you know.
So the hypothetical situation is basically you guys are high, and I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical situation, mm-hmm. and you're going to act it out. And anybody can sort of jump in, have fun.
Do you act, Miles?
Super loose.
Mm-hmm. Do you act?
Yeah, a little bit.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in Los Angeles, so yeah, I've done
it. Oh, yeah. It's in the water.
It's in the water.
Really? Yeah, that and all kinds of other neurotoxins, but yeah.
That's a part of it, probably. So the theme for this hypothetical situation is cornucopia.
Mm.
Cornucopia. Coming up on, you know, Thanksgiving here. Did you guys' families ever have the cornucopia in the center of the...
Nope.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Definitely not.
Me neither.
Do people do that?
I feel like that's pretty popular, right? It's like the center of the table.
I think it is a...
Oh, really?
It is in casting. Like, you see it in every movie or TV.
Yeah, I always thought it was like a Norman Rockwell type thing.
Yes. Totally.
I figured it was family, like all white families.
It's very white. It's very Americana.
I'm white trash, so I don't know. Probably.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm a specific, I'm Italian white trash, so I'm like a very specific Northeastern Italian white trash.
Oh, I know exactly the type.
Yeah. Very, very specific.
And I'm middle class.
It's almost like like Armenians here.
Yeah, very similar.
Right.
Yeah. Always like tattoos of your, like, in Pittsburgh, at least, if you're Italian, gotta have an Italian tattoo.
La Familia.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, what kind of, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying, like, in middle class where it's like, there's not decorative food yet, you know? Like,
right.
Food is eaten, it's not, like, left.
Yeah, there's not.
Yeah,
those kind of setups, they're involved.
Yeah.
They are.
To put that shit out there, and what do you do?
Or you get a paper one, you know what I mean?
What's a paper? Oh, like the one that's
like a fake?
Yeah.
Like a tissue paper cornucopia.
That's really funny.
that like fans out,
yeah,
like those turkeys that are the same way.
That's high class.
It is
like
I don't know if it's high class.
I know what I'm talking about.
Maybe.
Oh yeah,
maybe you're subverting it. If you're subverting the, you know,
you're subverting. I'm ironically decorating for Halloween or Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving,
we only had like alcohol on the table. I feel like my memories of like what is on the table is like alcohol and food, not like not even candles, not even fake candles.
Oh yeah, we had a dining. We had like a tablecloth. That was the extent of the decoration.
You had a tablecloth.
Yeah, tablecloth.
Yeah. I don't think we ever decorated for Thanksgiving. I don't think that's anything we ever did. Yeah. I think it was just like food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at us now.
Look at us now.
Look at this cornucopia in front of us.
Right here in the office. Yep. So, yeah, cornucopia is the hypothetical situation. And so, Miles, you're going to go first here.
Okay.
And your situation is you are pitching to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade Commission that Thanksgiving needs its own version of Santa Claus and that it should be you. And you want to be head of the parade dressed in a giant cornucopia.
And I want to be Macy's new Santa Claus.
You want to be Thanksgiving Santa Claus.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
For the parade.
Santa Claus. Exactly. Thanksgiving's version of Santa Claus, which
is a big point. And you're talking to the parade commission, basically.
Okay.
All right. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So I think we have one more here.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah. One more for our yearly pitch meetings that we have.
Yeah, just ways to make the parade a little more interesting.
Yeah, it's always good to let the people come in and see what they want to have for the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Please the millennials.
Yeah. That kind of thing. Yeah. Please welcome.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, hi. I'm just really honored to be here.
Yeah,
so
welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Makes sense. Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's been a commission.
Dream. Well, I mean, it's just to not to freak you guys out. I cry every year watching the parade.
Wow.
It's just, I just become so overcome with emotion and just like the pageantry of everything. So just to have the opportunity to contribute
to this.
Wonderful.
That's
really
what we aim for. We aim to bring emotion to the table.
Yeah. And this is so funny because I have dreams actually about this moment. I've actually been having a lot of dreams about this. Oh, wow.
Steve, I like this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah. Me too.
To say I've put almost a lifetime of thought into this. Would be just such an understatement.
Oh, wow.
And it's so weird. It's all been sort of, it's like one of those things where it just, I saw the Craigslist ad and I was like, this is it.
That's great.
You know, right.
You're not obsessive dangerous though.
No, 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 okay. no, no. Right, I quit my gig at Little Caesars right there. Sure. I was like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to anyway. So here's
idea. I like your style. Fantastic. I like your vibe. You. This is great. We usually don't get this kind of passion. What's your big idea?
Okay. So, basically, I understand that there needs to be a new mascot, some kind of thematic icon for the
Thanksgiving
parade.
We're
right?
open to ideas.
And I know there's been, people from, animation or pop culture. And I've created a new character that I just feel like is just so fit for this occasion.
Okay. Right.
And it's just me.
Okay.
And I'm wearing a t-shirt. With a cornucopia on it.
Okay.
And then it's that. Just me. With a t-shirt of a cornucopia on it.
But with a...
And I'm just there and I'm just crying and, just
is it,
weeping the whole time
can
because
ask,
I can't believe
it's the shirt you're wearing right now, that shirt?
Well...
That you're wearing a white shirt with a cornucopia on it?
Yes, yes. Okay. And that's actually not a penis. A few people on the bus on the way here thought it was a bunch of dicks. Those are corn cobs.
Oh, they are.
Okay. With a lot of bumps on them.
Yeah.
So.
I would say that the shape of it is pretty phallic.
But I can change the shirt. It doesn't have to be this shirt. Yeah. I can fucking take a picture or fucking whatever you guys want. Please.
All right. Maybe is there is this like Santa? Mm-hmm. Is there a story behind?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Exactly. 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 Okay. I'm so glad you asked. The story, right?
Right.
It's me, Glenn.
Okay.
Who, for his entire life, been crying. Watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with the dream of being up at the front of the float as the new mascot for the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. Right. It's kind of meta,
right? Yeah.
Circular, sure. Cyclical.
Yeah.
So, but that's the backstory. Right. So the tears, okay, the backstory to the tears. My parents would always just go out drinking on Thanksgiving.
Oh boy.
Shit.
So I would be in front of the TV watching the parade crying because I'm pretty sure it was the parade.
Right.
That was really that and just sort of, not knowing where your parents are suddenly. But that was, I think that was part of it. But yeah, that's beside the point. I can smile too. It doesn't have to be crying.
Look, I don't want you to do something that feels inorganic, but I will say that Thanksgiving is supposed to be a little bit celebratory.
Glenn, we want a family.
Glenn, please don't cry. Please take it. Okay.
Glenn, get off my desk. Glenn, get off my desk.
I'm fucking this up, right?
Am I fucking this? Just fucking tell me, dude. Fucking tell me, bro.
Look, Glenn, I be honest with you?
Yes, dude, what? I'm fucking up, right?
You are a little. Look.
Fuck.
Glenn.
I fucking knew it, dude. I've been fucking...
You had me at the story was really nice. The idea of a kid crying and being hopeful, but... Then for them, the message to be that he's just still crying.
But it's because he's happy now, though,
Okay, right. Okay.
I'm going to be real, dude. I was lying about the parent shit. I just fucking love the parade. I thought maybe that was going to be deeper, but I realized I kind of fucked everything up. Okay. So I want to dial it back a little bit.
No, not, I'm just this big taking fan. It back makes it even weirder, Glenn, to be honest with you. Taking it back makes it even weirder, man, because now I think you're doing it because you want it really bad. Yeah.
But isn't that kind of what you want, man?
No.
You think Snoopy wants it? No, dude, he's a fucking full of fucking air, literally, bro.
Okay.
I'm a flesh and blood, crying, fucking sad, happy guy who should be on a float.
Okay, great. Well, we can talk about it, Glenn. If you get off the desk,
You get off.
We can talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
are my shoes here too?
Miles Gray.
Oh man, I love that that character like got undressed as he got angry.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? So like got out of his shoes.
Yeah,
got
he
out
like
of his
slipped
desk.
Them off. He's like, let me tell, like, let me show you. Don't
yeah.
worry.
Just, yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
I've never seen the parade.
Ever?
It's always too early. Isn't it like early? Like
I only watched it when I lived on the East Coast. Yeah, it felt same. Early then.
Did it?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you have to wake up for that shit. Like, yeah. Just like the Rose Parade.
I feel
you
like
never
the,
wake up for that.
On the East Coast, I feel like it is like at like 9 or 10 yeah. in the morning. Yeah.
Because I feel like kids I knew would, because I'm from Albany, I feel like kids I knew would yeah. go to the parade and they'd have to get there like fucking 4 a.m. or like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gee, what's the weather like, too?
Oh, fucking freezing
terrible,
cold.
Right, in New York?
Yeah. Yeah. And that part of the country.
Horrible. Yeah, they probably absolutely. Almost always have snow already.
Yeah. I think it's going to snow there soon, actually.
It snowed in my hometown, like, this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I want a white Christmas so bad.
It's not worth it.
I know, but I grew up here, you know? Like,
yeah,
I'm like
yeah.
a desert
it's worth it
rat
for, like,
kid.
A weekend.
Yeah,
it's worth
for
it for,
weekend.
Like, a weekend.
Just go
yeah.
get one in, and then you'll honestly be set for a while.
Yeah, then you'll be good.
Maybe.
Okay. Go up to Big Bear, maybe.
Oh, yeah, go up to Big Bear.
Big Bear's perfect.
But when the snow doesn't hit, it's the saddest town on earth.
Oh,
that's true.
Absolutely. I didn't want to say that, but I'm glad that you did.
Yeah. No, for real. Like, you know, because they depend on the snow for all the ski resorts yeah, yeah. and shit. And like, God damn, I've been there a few times. And
I have too.
It should have been snowing. And that shit looked just like a dry hill.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
people were like, I don't know.
You
know.
I'm actually from like just outside of Albany. And I'm from like one of those towns where it's like right next to Bennington, Vermont. So when it doesn't snow, nobody's there.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like the oddest.
Yeah.
Saddest.
A lot of skiing. Do you
it's
ski?
It's like farming, yeah.
No, I don't, but because I grew up poor. Lots of other people skied.
Yeah.
I played hockey.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Here in LA?
Yeah, in Burbank.
Yeah.
I was like the first Blackanese kid to play hockey in the 80s, I believe. I will give myself that title. There was another Blackanese kid playing in 88. Let me know.
Yeah, if you listen, if you're listening.
And that's you? Find me, bro. Yeah. And I'll fuck you up because there can only be one.
Ellery, we're gonna have you go next here. So your hypothetical situation is you are giving a press conference to announce the opening of your non-organic farmers market where all the food will actually have extra pesticides just to own the libs. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Still cornucopia? Do I have to work that in?
No, that's just sort of
tight.
Yeah, just
tight.
Sort of a bouncing off thing, if that makes sense. Yeah. All right. Ellery Smith.
Thank you all for coming to my press conference. My ribbon cutting, if you will. It's red. It says MAGA on it. We have to give credit where credit is due. None of this would be possible if it weren't for our Lord and Savior, Donald J. Trump.
Hell yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
And might I just say, lock her up. But going forward.
Hell yeah.
I would like to announce the opening of my farmer's market. It is not organic. It is pro-pesticide. It is pro-GMO, honey.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Chemtrails might be in the air, but pesticides are definitely on these vegetables. The liberals want you to think pesticides are bad, but Monsanto has your interest at heart. They are good. They are keeping illegals out of this country. And if they get in this country, they are giving them cancer.
Hell yeah.
We are just hacking away at them. Not to speak. You should cut that out. I know it's a character, but it still feels awful.
I'm still a person underneath here.
I'm still a person.
Yes, Michael Barbaro, New York Times.
Wow.
Question. Mm. What will be the consequences of these pesticides on the produce?
Well, the food will be bigger. It will be shinier. It will last longer, right? Can't get that in nature. It will keep for longer, which is very important.
Shinier?
Shinier, glossier, apples, you know, berries, bigger. Tastier, sometimes. Sometimes watered down.
How watered down? Like the flavor will be less.
Yes, but they're bigger, and that's what matters.
I have a question. Ronan Farrow here from The New Yorker. Perfect. And I have a question. Do you have anything that you'd like to say about the four people that have passed out that ate the watermelon earlier?
Well, I'd first like to thank your dad, Woody Allen, for bringing you here today. And I think, honestly, we should address his place in the news right now. I mean, these four people, they passed out.
This is gaslighting.
I mean, do you know what I mean? Yeah, and it's like, here's Woody Allen, who's married to your stepsister? Married to his adopted daughter.
True.
Very odd. It's just true. Very odd. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So, Ronan, I would say
they
look
lock
inward.
Lock him up, too.
I would say look inward. You know?
Hey, I'm being arrested.
For incest. It's a family. Just kidding. They're not related. So it's fine.
Hi. I'm with Fox News. I was curious. Have you read the studies that do say that pesticides are actually causing young men to wear nail polish? And, you know, we don't want to say things like making people gay because that's problematic, but, you know, making boys
he said it
gay. I'm sorry, I'm with
right
Fox.
Well, and I understand that, and I appreciate what you
yes,
do truly
yes.
yes thank you. I hate Jake Tapper, and I'm glad that you're here instead. Mm-hmm. I would like to say that these don't cause gayness, they cause cancer, which causes gayness. It's a symptom of which is wearing nail polish. You know, you start to get very sick, you start to get very thin, and that's gay.
Hey, I have a question. Hi, I came by, I saw the MAGA thing, and I thought this was a really cool party to maybe talk at. I was curious, do you know what happened to Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, let me tell you something about the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
It is a conspiracy.
Hell yeah.
It's a network of shadow government Democrats, you know. Have you ever heard of a thing called QAnon?
Hell yeah. Where we go one, we go all, man.
Well, they're pro-GMO and they're pro this farmer's market.
Hell yeah, man.
So all this to say, Jeffrey Epstein.
Pro-America.
A patriot who did not kill himself.
Whoa.
Oh, Hillary Smith. You heard it here. You heard it here first.
Have you seen how much first. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself?
Oh my God.
It's all over the city.
It's, yes,
everywhere.
It's all over the city. But there's a great podcast about it called The Mysterious Mr. Epstein, and it is wild.
Oh, really?
Wild, wild, wild. Also,
will I get red-pilled?
No. You'll be like shocked by how many people have close proximity to him. Like Malcolm Gladwell on the flight logs a lot.
Uh-oh.
Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Bill Clinton.
Bill Gates started hanging out with him
after
he was like acquitted.
Uh-oh.
Jeffrey Epstein said that he like was an early investor in Tesla, which Elon Musk then retroactively said wasn't true.
Do you think there's like a 1% or Venmo group for them to be like, yo, everybody's got to put in like $1 million in on this hit, bro? Because this guy has to look like he died.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Everybody,
like,
hey,
yeah,
putting the hat out like, hey, come on, bro. I saw your name on here. You better come on.
Like,
we're all in this.
Michael Bloomberg's just like, oh, I got Venmo requested from Epstein again.
Please be nice about our future president.
Oh, hell yeah, please.
I know. Bloomberg.
And Stop and Frisk worked so well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's working really well in the subways right now.
Yeah. Guys, that was great. That was the hypothetical situation. That was great. Before we get to our next segment here, though, let's go ahead and take a little blaze break. And, you know, if you're at home right now, maybe you've got some weed or a vape. It's okay to use now, or an edible or a dab. We talked about dabs earlier.
Oh.
Go ahead and re-up. Get high. We'll be right back. Hey, stoners. For more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out imtooeffinghigh.com. We're back. We just got a little bit more high. We're gonna jump into this next segment here. And this is called High Splain It to Me.
High Splain It, baby.
I love it. High Splain It is basically where you guys are high right now. I'm going to give you a thing, a concept, could be literal, could be figurative. And you have 60 seconds while you're high to try to the best of your ability to explain it to an audience that potentially has never heard of it before, right? Think of us as like aliens. We don't know what this thing is. Cool? Makes sense?
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome. And you guys are still pretty high? Still?
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Okay. We always like to check in, let our audience know, like, you know, comedians are still pretty high? Still?
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, high.
Cool.
High.
Okay, yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay,
high.
Cool.
High.
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 So. Oh,
I have chocolate all over my jeans. Sorry.
Oh, that was
Ellery, we're going to start with you here. We're going to start with you.
Were you resting chocolate on your lap?
Yes, I had an almond in my lap. I'm sorry.
Oh, she just
put. Can you start with her?
Yeah. Okay. We'll start with Miles. Okay. Miles, you have 60 seconds. High splain to us what a turkey is.
Okay. So a turkey is a bird. So think of a circle. And the circle is made of meat, which is stuff you chew on. Now take the circle and put, you're an alien, so I don't want to say a wing, fucking disc, okay? Fucking, or your spaceship that you came down in, that, but meat, and smaller than the bigger circle. And put one on each side, and then you fucking eat that, and that's a turkey.
It's like a hamburger?
Sure, yeah. So you know what a hamburger is. Hold on.
We just learned it.
Okay.
The guy before you explained it really well.
They stopped it in and out on the way.
Yeah. And they explained it. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. That was great. So
was that 60 seconds? I don't even know.
You did great.
I panicked.
It was like 48. It's like 48 seconds.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really fucked that up.
No. Hey, man.
Glenn, get off the desk.
Yeah. I know, man.
Glenn.
Is my shirt over there?
Ellery, so you have 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
High splain to us, what is leaf peeping?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, we do not either, so.
Yeah.
Leaf peeping?
Please help. Leaf peeping?
That's not me. Oh, Miles got a real thing. That's way easier. Okay, it's like in the fall here. Foliage comes off the trees, right? It's dying. It changes color.
Mm.
And there are a bunch of different colors. There are a bunch of different types of leaves. And some people will take leaves and tape them into a notebook and label the different ones, and that is leaf peeping.
Mm. What is a notebook?
It's a very painful bunch of papers. If it's full, it mocks you. If it's empty, it mocks you. It's a very emotionally charged item. You write in it.
It's living? It's alive?
It's sentient, but it's emotional.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is peeping?
Peeping is when you really have to pee, but you don't have enough time. So you let out a little bit, and you have to like suck up the rest. Mm. And then a little bit later, you can let out a little bit more. I actually don't know if you guys do that.
So we take leaves and put them in notebooks and then put a little bit of pee on them?
Well, the peeping is, it's used different here. It's like a colloquialism. Sometimes we have idioms that don't make sense.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Miles.
Yeah?
You have 60 seconds to high splain to us. Why do people eat together?
So people have to eat. Remember the turkey from earlier? You put that in your mouth here, and then you fucking chew it. Yeah, whatever you got to, man.
You put it in your mouth and you fuck and chew it.
Do you know fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck was
the first thing we learned.
We learned that very first.
That was the first thing we learned.
Well, then I don't want to confuse you because you'll want to inevitably eat with people and you can't fuck and chew with company. So you're going to, anyway, back to the chew, just move your mouth and then you put the food down your hole. That's eating. And then you want to do that with other beings, forms. To engage or create a sense of community between everybody. So the more people that are there and you like each other, you know, not necessarily fuck, but like, which is about many degrees back from fuck, but enough that you know your smile fuck. Maybe that's what I would say.
Okay,
you like to smile. Everyone's smiling. It feels good. That kind of friendship.
Smile fuck.
Yeah, smile fuck.
Friendship.
And yeah, and everybody's hanging out. And then I think that brings us all together. It creates a memory.
Oh,
got you.
Okay.
Upon your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And finally, Ellery, explain to us, why do people clink their glasses together and say cheers?
Yes.
I want to say, not as a bit, I think cheersing is so dumb. I hate doing it. I think.
Well, what is it, and why do you hate it?
So cheersing is when everybody raises their glass, right? Somebody takes it upon themselves to say something, as some people are wont to do, and they make everybody else listen in, and they raise a glass, and you have to have alcohol in it. If it's water, it's bad luck. If it's empty, it's bad luck. Mm. And then everybody puts their glasses together and makes a very loud noise. And it's traditional. I don't know what the tradition comes from. Probably some big old Italian family who like to talk, who like to make speeches unasked. It's a traditional thing. I think when people, like in the medieval times, maybe held up their glasses, they did some chant because they were afraid of God. And now that we're, well-rounded, we don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, great. Great. Those are great. Mm-hmm.
That's around God.
That's
once you circumvent God after so many generations.
That really is how you free yourself.
Oh.
By not cheersing.
By not,
I think that's brave to do.
It saves so much time to not cheers.
It's also like once, like if you and I cheers, then everybody has to cheers you and I, and then we have to cheers everybody
else.
Or
even just like the people, even the people around. Exactly. Everybody like needs their own. It's such a fucking time waster.
It's like doing the wave at like a baseball game.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
But I do love toasts. I was at a wedding this weekend, and there was some bad toast.
Oh, I love
toast. So funny.
Love a bad toast.
Although for some people, it can be very uncomfortable. We think it's funny because we see that stuff all the time out here, but like people who can't sit in that sort of like uncomfortable space, like it makes them so anxious.
Yeah. Oh.
But we love to see a good bomb,
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But the cheers, it's only like, especially when there's a nice drink, everyone's like, it's champagne, so everyone has to fucking
look me in the eyes. Yeah. Look me in the eyes.
Come on.
I just don't think that we need to be smacking our glasses together. It doesn't. I just don't think we need the sound, the time. It's just. Yeah. I'm a bit.
Sounds like you have sensitive ears.
Curmudgeon about this. I do have very. I
like. Because you also in the segment described it as a very loud noise.
It is. Yeah.
Maybe that's like.
I have like a sound thing.
Or who are you cheersing with?
Idiots.
Yeah, just like, yeah, just fucking like really, cheers. Fucking,
no, I think I am like very sensitive to certain sounds.
Yeah. I mean, it could be high pitched. Yeah.
Yeah, it can be high pitched. It's like styrofoam. It's like a
Oh yeah, that's a miserable sound. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like a scree. It's like
Yep. Yeah.
Styrofoam.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
when like your fingers
like
or when
oh my god,
come
even
across.
Like you talking about it now is making my neck.
I love the feeling of styrofoam.
What?
Yeah, it's like a weird plastic dolphin skin.
Yeah,
oh,
but
like
the sound of it. The
but like
sound
not crumpled.
I don't mind. I just don't like forks on plates. I don't like that shit.
Oh, that scraping sound? Yeah. That's a bad one too.
That's brutal.
Styrofoam though, not really.
That's wild.
Oh, you mean like if you open like a takeout box or something, it's like
Yeah. Not even just a takeout box. I'm thinking like dry ice packaging.
Like when you get an Amazon package.
Oh, boy.
Bringing it back around.
Bring it right back around. It always comes back to Bezos.
Honestly, God,
It's always about him, man.
Christ our Lord.
Jeff Bezos. Honestly, we're not too far away from that.
Shall we do this last segment here?
Let's do it.
Sure.
Yeah. This is Puff Puff Podcast.
Mm.
So Puff Puff Podcast is basically you guys are high and you guys have your own podcast. It's the two of you. I'm going to give you the title of it. And you guys are going to do a little bit of the first episode of your podcast. Make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. The name of this podcast is called Coping with Corn. And can we get a little intro music for them? Some podcast music?
Can we get some corn music. In the band?
This is a very long intro.
I'm finding my teenage soup for the teenage soul.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Welcome to Coping with Corn, the podcast about coping with loss and mourning through the songs of the metal band Korn. I'm your host, Jonathan Davis Jr., son of the lead singer of Korn, Jonathan Davis, who recently passed away from headbanging too much. And I'm with my co-host, my sister.
Hi, this is Miles Gray.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, Dad.
I'm so sorry about your loss.
You know, this song was about me. Because whenever we would go to theme parks, you know, I would always misbehave and run away, so he would have to put me on a leash. And I'd say, look at you, you fucking freak. And is this freak on a leash? I think, but yes, it is. And, yeah,
it's amazing that you love your dad so much.
I mean, but I understood what it was.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, you clearly have some complicated feelings about all of it. You're very
moved. I do.
Moved.
I still can't cut my dreadlocks off. I still can't bring myself to cut them off.
You know, and why would you? You're a white person. You need them. You know, it's...
Well, they're who I am. And
they're who you are, and they're who your father was.
Well, exactly. It's like, what culture am I appropriating? I know
if
I'm
not
corn,
for that of my father.
Corn culture. Yeah. So what's your point? That's from my dad.
You know, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying
I know,
it's,
I'm sorry.
It's a nice tribute. Stop lashing out at me.
No, I know.
I mean, I'm sorry.
These kids were really mean to me at,
I know,
at the Popeyes
I know, and you're,
recently.
You're suffering and they don't know that. You know, they see your corn t-shirt and they think he's a fan.
They think I'm a fan. Exactly.
He's a fan. And you're so much more than a fan.
Yeah.
You're a victim.
Thank you so much. There was another song that Dad wrote, Got the Life. And that was another one that really just, the lyrics too, God hates me. Really just, he said that was written after I was born.
Right. He felt that God hated him for giving you.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is understandable and common.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people don't like you.
Did I ever tell you about when we went, we played soccer that one time?
You and your dad?
Yeah.
No, tell me about it.
He's really good. He was really good at soccer. And I remember we went out, it was on tour. It was on the Follow the Leader tour. It was the late 90s. And we were outside of MetLife Stadium. We were kicking a ball around. And he kicked it so hard at me. And it knocked the wind out of me. And I was just like, I couldn't breathe. And he came up to me and he was like, oh my God, get up, pussy.
And that taught you. About-
yeah. And everyone laughed. And I was like, I felt good because I was in on the joke.
You're in
too.
On the joke. You
yeah,
know,
I was eight.
He was bonding with you.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
It was
he
fun, though.
See. Of course it was fun. You know, of course it was fun.
He could really kick the ball.
And he's calling you a pussy from the grave. You know, he's reaching out. Yes. To you in that way.
I never thought of it like that.
He's still out there, you know, kicking the wind out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, just differently, emotionally.
Someone told me if I look at a photo of him, I can probably feel his energy again.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, he was a very powerful man.
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody this, but I had the mortician cut his dreadlocks off.
Wow.
And I actually have them.
That is.
What
are you going to do?
They're
extensions?
Stapled onto the back.
Oh my God.
Of my other
beautiful.
One's back here. Yeah.
If your dad wanted anything from you, it would be to have a full head of dreadlocks.
They stink.
Oh, of course.
Stink.
But they stink like him.
Really bad.
They stink like him. And they'll keep stinking.
I don't even know why. It's not like there was scalp on it or anything.
Yeah,
it's just
probably.
Maybe they're cursed.
But now you're, you know, his scalp is on your scalp. It was a scalping.
Yeah. I'll miss him.
Yeah, the whole world will.
That's Puff Puff Podcast.
and that's coping with corn.
Yeah.
That was great, you guys. Were you guys corn heads at any point?
I didn't know any of those songs.
Really?
Not a single fucking one, no.
Yeah.
I knew two corn songs and I burned right through them.
Yeah.
I did know Freak on a Leash. I didn't know any of the...
There's also the another big one is Adidas.
Yes.
Another one.
Yes.
All Day I Dream About not soccer, but sex.
Damn it.
That's right. They changed soccer to sex.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're cheeky.
Pretty, yeah.
They're cheeky like
there used
that.
To be really weird myths about how Korn got their name. I remember in junior high. Like, it was so foul. You just know how there was this dumb rumor.
Wait,
what?
Can you tell me
what is it? I've never heard
it's so fucking trashed. Okay, so they said before, like, one of their shows, like, one of their first shows, they still didn't, this is the lore, right? They didn't have a band name, and they saw two guys butt-fucking in the parking lot out back behind the venue they were about to play in, and the piece of corn came out, and they saw that, and they're like, dude, corn.
That was literally, yeah.
Where's the cake?
I don't know, but that is literally what kids are saying. Like,
yeah, dude, I got that email, man. Yeah. I got that email, same email that said that, like, you sit on an AIDS needle.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
You go to the movie theater,
yeah,
my man.
Exactly,
man. So listen, this organic produce.
Oh man, guys, this is great. This is so much fun. Thanks for coming on. So you got high, you came on, you did some comedic challenges. How do you feel? Did you have fun? Are you still
high? Was so much fun.
Yeah. I feel great.
Was good. We got really playful. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Perfect.
I'll grab to eat some popcorn.
Yeah. I did let chocolate melt in my lap, so I was like higher than I thought I was. But
oh man. That's the worst.
It happens.
I did that to my chair at home recently.
Did you sit on it?
No, I probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I came out the next morning. I'd had like some chocolate, and it was just chocolate smeared on the
that's me.
Fucking side of the chair. And I was like, oh god damn it!
I can't even babysit myself. It's horrible.
I know.
Yeah.
Ellery, where can people find you?
You can find me on twitter.com at Ellery, E-L-L-O-R-Y, Smith.
Great. Awesome. Check out Funnilingus as
well. Yeah, last night we had our 2-year anniversary show.
Hell yeah. Nice.
And so I think we'll probably be back in the new year. I think we're going to take some weeks off.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Miles, the Daily Zeitgeist, where else can people find you?
On Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray, G-R-A-Y. And on a new podcast I'm doing called 420 Day Fiancé, where we talk about 90 Day Fiancé, but we're high.
Dude, I love
that. Oh, I love this. That's great.
By the time this is out, it'll probably be out. Yeah, it's me and Sophia Alexandra.
All right.
Yeah. I love 90 Day Fiancé.
Hear that, stoners?
Oh,
another.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up.
Another get high and listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. And when is that coming out? Did you say?
That'll be out probably by November 20th.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. And you can check us out at I'm Too Effing High, both on Twitter and Instagram. Check out the website, I'mTooEffingHigh.com, for information about upcoming shows, new episodes every single Tuesday. And also a little self-promotion. If you get a chance, check out the first season of Florida Girls on Pop TV.
Oh, I watched that. It was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Patty, so I watched it.
Oh, you know Patty?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, she's so great.
She's great. You're both great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
it's
you.
Really good.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out. It's great. I wrote on it. I also am in a few episodes, and it's really fun. So until next time, you guys, stay too effing high.
Hi folks, Sean Watkins here. I'm here to tell you about my podcast/album called This Is Who We Are. That's right, it's a podcast and a record, all rolled into one. Each episode features one song off the record, paired up with a conversation with a guest who is related to that song in some way. Guests include Jackson Browne, Inara George, Kate Micucci, and the conversations aren't about these songs specifically. The songs just serve as sort of a topical springboard that hopefully will lend a little context to this new album of mine. sort of like a modern-day version of liner notes, only much more personal. The podcast and the album are both called This Is Who We Are. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.